88.5 KCSN. Jeff Penfield here, joined by the one and only Chris Martin of Coldplay. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day.
Nice to see you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
Of course. I mean, I'm going to come on down. I mean, this is, you know, the beautiful Atlantic Records offices here, and you've got that great album out right now, A Head Full of Dreams, and really exciting coming up are your two shows at the Rose Bowl on August 20th and 21st.
Yeah.
Right now, you've already done the Latin American leg of your tour.
Yeah.
How did that go? How are you feeling after that?
Well, I've got to be honest with you. That was like being injected with love and adrenaline. And that it gave us... we were so excited to start touring. We haven't toured for a few years. And just starting where we did in Buenos Aires, working up to Mexico City, it was just a very joyful experience. And I think for many reasons, we're appreciating it and enjoying it more than ever.
And I think a little bit of that has to be the album. I mean, when you look at the songs that you created for this particular record, it's just a lot of upbeat, a lot of positive messages throughout,
yeah.
You know? And I'm sure that's really exciting to be able to bring that out on the road and be able to do that live as well.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I'm very grateful. And what's nice about A Head Full of Dreams, you know, it's our seventh album. It's sort of the closing of something. We're not quite sure what, but somehow it makes sense of lots of the older songs. So these set lists at the moment, they sort of, to me, they feel complete in a way that they hadn't done before. I always felt like, oh, we're missing this, we're missing that. And right now, I'm just enjoying the songs we have and playing certain old ones and mixing them up and everything. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think especially, you know, Ghost Stories was a little more of a, you know, introspective album. There were a couple of more upbeat tracks, but when you look at how you kind of introduced this album, it was Adventure of a Lifetime, which
yeah.
is bam, right out at the beginning, you've got that line that just catches your attention.
And
it's
right.
like, you know what, this is a completely different album that's coming up.
Yeah, it's funny. It's nice because I guess in around 2005, we made the decision to just go with where our hearts wanted to go and understand that with each album, you might lose some people and gain some people and not become too attached to any particular successful sound or, you know, just to trust where music leads you.
Right, and that's one of the great things, I think, about Coldplay and where you've gone. I mean, you did have your first three albums that were just really great and successful, and from there you went into Viva La Vida, and since then you've just kind of kept evolving and kept looking at different ways you could go with where you wanted to go with your music, whether it's you know, a little bit more of the pop side on Milo Xyloto or onto each and every record.
Yeah.
It's like it just changes that little bit.
Well, the truth is it just comes from a letting go of worrying.
And that,
do you see what I mean? Because
yeah.
in this day and age, you can get very overwhelmed by, it's the same for you guys, a DJ, you know, if you pay too much attention to what everybody says or every comment, you would go mad and never be able to do anything. So we just decided, okay, well, we'll just let go of all that and understand, like I said, that some people might love it and some people might not, and that's totally okay.
And that's really a big thing about being an artist. In your case, especially, you know, as a frontman for the band, you need to be able to just let yourself go, to not feel like, oh, are people thinking that, you know, this little dance move I did on stage, is that not going to be good? Or, oh, maybe the lighting is just a little bit off. You just need to say, you know what, this is what I want. This is how it's going to represent my music. This is how I want to represent the message I want to send out. And
yeah.
you have that freedom to do that.
And also I'm trying to give an honest experience of my life and what it's like to be a human. And for example, at the Super Bowl, we chose to have a moment where Beyonce and Bruno Mars were dancing next to me, and I'm like, well, I'm definitely going to look a bit silly here, but in a way I'm also happy to represent everyone in the world who can't dance like that. But it's also okay to accept, like, and it's fine to come third in this contest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's not, I think once you let go of the idea of always trying to win or trying to repeat success, and it's liberating.
Right, and I really saw a freedom, because I was fortunate enough to go to your Blasco Theater
oh, yeah.
show here, and I saw that
freedom.
The first
one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay.
Yeah, I came to the second one, but I saw that freedom, and I saw that joy, and kind of this, like, you look like you were so comfortable on stage during that performance, and it was the first time I heard some of the new music, and Up and Up was one that you kind of introduced as saying, this is the song we've been wanting to write for
yeah.
years.
Can that was the first time we played it that night.
Oh, that was the first time you
yeah.
played it live? Wow. What made it that song that you've been wanting to write?
I'll answer you seriously. Up and Up came after having read a bunch of things that really helped put the world in order for me in terms of understanding it. And books like Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl or Half the Sky by Cheryl Wudunn and Robert Christoph, something like that, Nicholas Christoph, and the poems of Rumi, and just a bunch of things where people were talking about the world and suffering and how to handle everything and how the world might go forward, you know, in a good way. And so Up and Up came up after this period of reading lots of things, and I would say it's the song where it gives me, if I'm feeling a bit down, it makes me feel like, oh, it's okay, just look at life like this a bit. It's my way of looking at the world right now, and I don't know what it means to anyone else, but for me it just like resets my head.
It was such an uplifting song, you know, just in the way it works and the way it moves. It's got this epic feeling to it. That's just probably the one that we're going to want to play. And you know, I'm so happy that you guys were able to release it as a single.
Yeah,
now.
We're going to put a video out in a few days, I think.
Ooh.
Which is a really cool video by these Israeli guys. And they have a completely different way of looking at the world. And it's all in this video. It's really, I didn't have anything to do with it, really. Cool. Which probably makes it a good thing.
Kind of bring it back here locally, Pasadena, Rose Bowl, two dates. I mean, that's huge.
That's amazing.
Quite literally. I mean, that's like a 100,000 seats, I know, at least for sporting events. I mean, that's something that not many artists can say, I played at the Rose Bowl.
No. And we're very well aware of that. And I was thinking about it the other day because I took my kids to the Harry Potter exhibit, which is on the site of the what used to be the Universal Theater, which is the first place we ever played in America. And I was like, oh God, I can't believe that from there, like first on this theater that's now been replaced by Hogwarts, we're able to do the Rose Bowl. It's like, that's the full scope of a journey of a band, really. And so we're just so grateful and just kind of excited to do it.
So what can we expect from you guys? Any nice little surprises or anything?
Yeah, there will be. I don't know what they'll be. But we're in the concert at the moment, we're changing things up in certain places every night. And we've also just put so much energy into the sort of the way the show looks and flows. And I mean, it costs a lot to put on, but it's worth it because it's fun to be part of it.
Absolutely. It's going to be a big party. I mean, just based on this record, based on where you seem to be, I think it sounds like it's just going to be a huge just a event of, you know, a lot of joy and a lot of coming together.
If you like Coldplay, it'll be really fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you said, you know, like you said, you're going to be doing the whole catalog. You wanted to find a way to get a record that could kind of bring everything together, and you're going to intersperse it in there. So, you know, whether you like Coldplay circa, you know, 2003, 4, or 5, or Coldplay.
No, this show, this concert more than ever, we're like going all over the the years.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's great to hear. Well, thank you so much for joining
me. Hey, thank
you,
man. What a treat. Thank you for being so nice. I really appreciate it.